Guess what? Now's the time when we have the opportunity of having someone share their thoughts with us. And you know, just as it is with our message bearing here, we're only practicing, huh? We're only practicing. We're not, and when we're up here, we're talkers, not speakers. We're not great speakers up here. We're talkers from our heart. And of course, our heart, that's where God's love energy is. So we're just doing our best to talk from our God source, our energy source called love, and love is God. And today, I twisted the arm a little, and I have this young man right here going to share his thoughts with us. This is our David Bali.
Here's a water for you. Excuse my voice. I'm getting over a cold. So thank you all for joining me for tonight's chat. And welcome. Good evening. So I'm going to start with this. Heard this funny story the other day about this lady whom, during her strolls, would always see this little old man sitting on his front porch rocking on his rocking chair. He always seemed to be so happy. She finally went over to him and said, "Sir, I can't help notice but that you're always smiling, always in a good mood." So she finally had to ask him, "So tell me, what is your secret for a long and happy life?" "Well, I smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day. I eat nothing but junk food, and I never exercise." She said, "Wow, you're pretty amazing. How old are you?" 26. You know, that laughter just brings me so much joy. It's so healing. Isn't laughter very healing? You know what? But healing takes on so many different forms. We typically think of healing as the disappearance of a symptom, but this isn't necessarily soul. And so with spiritual healing, for me, I've recognized that the interrelatedness of all aspects of our nature, including strangers. And so with that, in my morning strolls to downtown, on my way to the office, I experience and see the likes of so many individuals. Mornings bring those whom have camped out on the streets for the evening. There are the professionals, the lawyers, the bankers, and so forth. And so this time of the year brings many tourists also. And as of today, the freaks, the Comic-Coners, are making their presence known in downtown San Diego. You know what? And so that brings me much joy to see so many different colorful personalities, individuals downtown. And I really enjoy walking around downtown and looking at all the various different faces. But you know, in downtown, I also see so many faces of despair, of loneliness, hopelessness, lost. And I think to myself, what can I do to reach out and touch them? So the other day, during my morning stroll to the office, I took notice of an older man slowly walking towards me. Occasionally he would look up, but otherwise would just stare downwards with a lonesome, "Leave me alone, why are you looking at me?" kind of a demeanor. But nonetheless, I kept my eye on him. And with my eyes still on him, as we passed, he again looked up at me and said, and I said, "Hi," with a smile. Astonished, he reluctantly returns a smile, wide-eyed, wondering, "Really, me?" There was a homeless woman whom I passed, and again I looked at her. She had such an angry face. But again I said, "Hi," with a smile. She stared back at me with a look, again, astonished. And so, you know, I think I touched a chord. I really felt that. I really felt that. And it brought much joy to me. And yet I know that I can't change someone's life so simply. But for that moment, it felt like I've lifted their discomfort. As now I understand by science that we as individuals exude these fine matter or fluidal energies which free themselves from a human through strong thought currents which are perceived by others. And so this statement that from Vincent van Gogh comes to mind. I feel that there is nothing more truly artistic than to love people. Again, spiritual healing means recognizing the interrelatedness of all aspects of our nature, including strangers. And so I ask myself, how can one reach out to a complete stranger? How can one positively and with love touch the heart of another? Well, there is a way. There's a universal language. And I would put this into that universal language, which all cultures understand it. There isn't a culture out there that isn't familiar with it. It can sometimes captivate the attention of an entire room of folks. Sometimes it's accompanied with a sparkle. Sometimes a tear. We all know it and experience it. It's got to be one of the simplest things in the world to do. And so, folks, the next time you encounter someone, even a complete stranger, and see that they could use some healing, I beg of you, would you reach out and give them a smile? Is that asking too much? A simple smile. You can feel that when it touches their heart. And so according to scientist Andrew Newberg, the smile is the symbol that was rated with the highest positive emotional content. And according to recent studies, smiling reduces stress that your body and mind feel, almost similar to getting a good night's sleep. And smiling helps to generate more positive emotions within you. Supposedly, those with a greater smile live longer. I think we've got Millie for another 80 years. And with 3D ultrasound technology, it was discovered that we're born smiling. It is through this technology that babies were seen smiling in their mother's womb. More than a third of us, according to research, smile more than 20 times a day, less than 14% of us, less than 5 times a day. And perhaps that is why we often feel happier around children, because they smile more. On average, they smile 400 times a day. Smiling rewards us in a way that not even chocolate can, ladies. British researchers found that one smile can generate the same level of brain stimulation as up to 2,000 bars of chocolate. And so the next time you're feeling that self-indulgent craving for chocolate, think of that caloric intake and smile, because it's better than chocolate. And unlike chocolate, smiling can make you healthier by increasing the level of mood-enhancing hormones like endorphins and reduce the overall blood pressure. Furthermore, researcher LaFrance concluded that overall, women smile more than men. This comes not just from the fact that they might be happier than men, but also that socially it is more acceptable for women to smile. Us men got to maintain our macho look. And here's a little tidbit. Women are more likely to tell the difference between a felt and a fake smile, too. You know what? It changes lives. You know, it just really brings this, me to this, to tell you this story of this wonderful woman who, during our spiritual development classes, I don't know if it was this last year or how long she's been in there, but she walks into the class, and you can tell she's got the weight of the world on her shoulders. And just to be able to get her to form a smile just took so much pain. But you know, with all the love and all the smiles that are just contagious within this spiritual frat house of ours. She couldn't help but be loved, and her life has just transformed from all that, those wonderful smiles, lovely smiles. And now when you see her, she's got the biggest smile from ear to ear. She can't stop smiling. That's our Cindy Walker over there. She is always smiling, and that is one person that I've just seen transform incredibly. And then there's Judy over there, who knows no other expression but to smile. And so I'll just leave you with this. It's short and sweet chat tonight, but it's the laughter, the smiling, and what you feel and how you feel about yourself. That's the point of my chat tonight. And so I'll leave you with this. It's, the title of this story is The Three Hymns, as in music. One Sunday, a pastor told his congregation that the church needed some extra money and asked the people to prayerfully consider giving a little extra in the offering plate. He said that whoever gave the most would be able to pick out the three hymns. After the offering plates were passed, the pastor glanced down and noticed that someone had placed a $1,000 bill in the offering. He was so excited, elated, that he immediately shared his joy with his congregation and said, "I'd like to personally thank the person who placed that money in my in the plate." And so a very quiet, elderly, saintly lady all the way in the back shyly raised her hand. The pastor asked her to come to the front. Slowly she made her way to the pastor. He told her how wonderful it was that she gave so much in Thanksgiving, asked her to pick out the three hymns. Her eyes brightened as she looked over the congregation and pointed to the three handsomest men in the building and said, "I'll take him, him, and him." And so, smile, because God loves you. And that's all I've got.